We have a lot of communication with everybody. You know, I represent, you know, seven counties with part of Marquette County with Ishpeming Township and Powell Township. And, you know, when I talk to our constituents out in the district, I'm talking to people that deal with this in their backyard. A lot of people in Gogebic County, in downtown Bessemer, Ironwood, where they're coming right into town now. You know, they're coming into town and also down in Iron River where it's getting to be really a problem with safety. Personal safety is something that, you know, I find very true, and I find that's part of my position down there is to make sure that the district is safe with our residents. And what has happened with on Sunday of this last Sunday in Houghton County, in the most populated area of my district, in Atlantic Mine, on Sunday there was a 150-pound Newfoundland dog, a family pet, that was killed right outside of their home by a pack of wolves. Now, what's really troubling to me also is that that happened 5 miles from downtown Houghton and Hancock. This is something that is a big thing for me, just in personal safety of children and that. Mm-hmm. And that's what really made my decision on the vote, how it came down, is just the fact that they are so close in the town right now. And that's my main concern, is the safety aspect of it. The other thing that I have an issue with, and we've been raising this and talking to the DNR, is that our local sheriff in Houghton County, Brian McLean, was not contacted about that until a couple days prior to this. So, you know, this is something that I've been talking with the DNR, because I want to make sure that when incidences like this happen, that the locals are contacted. I mean, I think that that's a part of the relationship that the DNR has to have with local law enforcement.
Now, passions are really strong about this particular issue, and I know that it is with an area, and we talked to Senator Casperson about this, because it's truly, in terms of for his district, the geographic size of the district is a matter. You know, we're talking about the western end of the UP. You focus on that, and that's there. But when you're talking with your colleagues and you're seeing people coming to you saying, you know, don't vote for this, that we don't want the wolf hunt, they're very passionate, just like I'm sure your constituents are that are for it. What are you saying, and how are you, you know, approaching that when you have this opportunity to talk to them to say, look, for me as an elected official, I'm getting this from my folks in my town. I'm sorry, I can't really speak for what they may be thinking on the eastern end. What are you telling them?
Well, what I'm telling them, Walt, is the fact that, you know, it is a very passionate issue right now. We do not want to see to have all of these wolves eliminated. I just really feel strongly, and I feel very strong about the safety aspect of the ones that are in town. And that's my main thing, is that I try to explain to people that we're not trying to eliminate all of the wolves, but just the ones that, you know, on the 45 to 50 that are hanging around town, I think personally, that we have to take a look at where we're going with it.
Science is something that they're calling on, that they want to use a scientific research to make a controlled hunt possible and take that emotion out of it. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I do. I do agree with that. I think that, you know, we got to take a look at, with the DNR, with the biologist and the conservation COs, to find exactly where those problem areas are so that they do not keep coming into town. And I think that hunting right outside of town, where the area that are our problems, are the ones that we need to harvest.
Scott Dianda is with us this morning. He's representative of the 110th District, Western Upper Peninsula, and portions of Marquette County as well. We're talking about the Natural Resources Commission, the legislation going now to the governor that would allow the NRC to designate game species and set those hunts. You know, when you talk about the wolf matter, you know, it is a particularly, like we said, emotional issue that now they're looking at scientific numbers. Get this done, get this taken care of. In the original measure, as it came from Tom Casperson in the Senate, there was an appropriations bill that was tucked in that I think fired up a lot of people's emotions on that. That was removed from the measure. What did you think when that was put in? Did you feel that that was proper politics?
No, I did not, Walt. I thought that was inappropriate to put that amount of money to have that on a line item. I felt that, you know, that's why it was changed now, because there wasn't going to be the support to get that through. Mm-hmm. With that line item being mm-hmm. on there.